The square kiln is a type that was introduced to Taiwan during the Japanese colonial period. In early times, such kilns could burn wood, coal, or fuel oil. Its capacity to burn many different kinds of fuel and its high efficiency led to big changes in Taiwan's ceramics industry. Because the square kiln makes use of downdrafts and an underground flue through which smoke is passed to the chimney, the temperature is kept consistent throughout. It is also easier to raise the temperature in a square kiln. The firing time is only 2 to 3 days, which is shorter than the time needed for snake kilns, climbing kilns, and dome kilns, so it is far more economical and capable of rapid production. Moreover, it occupies less space, which also means less investment in construction. Consequently, after its introduction in the Japanese colonial period, it gradually came to be used more and more. Originally, Taiwan had imported most of its ceramic plates and bowls from mainland China or Japan, and at low prices, so there wasn't much opportunity for local producers. However, after connections with mainland China were cut off and restrictions imposed on the import of Japanese products, Taiwan's domestic market suddenly expanded. In 1951, the number of ceramics manufacturers in Yingge alone grew from somewhat more than 20 to over 40, and almost all of the new square kilns were being used to produce plates and bowls. We may thus describe the square kiln as the workhorse of the Yingge ceramic industry. During its heyday in the 1960s, there were more than 200 square kiln smokestacks in and around Yingge. For residents, they represented prosperity, and many retain fond memories of them. With further improvements in ceramics technology and the rise of environmental awareness, the government put an end to the use of coal-burning kilns and subsidized the installation of natural gas-burning shuttle kilns. In only 3 years, almost all of the square kilns were dismantled. Not a single square kiln from the Japanese colonial period was spared. Nowadays, only 3 smokestacks and 1 shell of a square kiln remain from the more than 200 in use during the 1960s, and none are complete, an outcome that some people lament. Because the techniques of building and operating a square kiln are now virtually lost, the Ceramics Museum had one built here in order to preserve this aspect of our culture and to serve as a site for education and research.